Another wild ride in the marketplace yesterday, all because of the weather across the Midwest and Northern Plains. And it looks like today will be a trend in the opposite direction because the forecast has turned wetter. The forecast does offer a little bit more rain for many areas in the Corn Belt as we go forward through the week next week. But over the next 3 or 4 days, we're not going to see a tremendous amount of change from yesterday's outlook. What does all this really mean? Well, it means we're going to see warmer temperatures occurring across the majority of the Midwest. Temperatures will work their way into the 80s and lower 90s as we go forward through the next few days. The warmest weather will occur probably on Friday and Saturday afternoons, but I have to have a feeling it's probably going to be more like Saturday into Monday that will be warmest across a big part of the Midwest. And I say that because I think the next storm system will be a little slow getting started into the region. Now, the Western Corn Belt will see temperatures in the middle and upper 90s for a brief moment or two as we go through the afternoon today and tomorrow, especially out in the plains and a small part of the northwestern corner of the region. This is going to be mainly in response to the fact that the ridge is strongest in that region and will have lower humidity in that area. As we go through the weekend, we're likely to experience a bit of an increase in that relative humidity and a better chance for some showers and thunderstorms to occur, so temperatures will back off just a bit in those areas. The most significant weather event that's on the forecast charts today comes along for next week with the Western Corn Belt. It impacted most significantly during the late Sunday through Tuesday time period. And then as we go from Wednesday into Thursday and Friday of next week, we'll likely see the precipitation shift to the southeast, passing through portions of Illinois and parts of Indiana, eastern sections of Iowa, and also into parts of Missouri. And eventually the storm system will end up in the lower Mississippi River Basin area and parts of the Tennessee River Basin area. If the storm does all that I've just described, there will be a favorable boost in topsoil moisture for many areas in the western Corn Belt, also in parts of Illinois, and southward into the Delta and parts of the Tennessee River Basin area. Now, big soakings of rain may not be necessarily on order here, but we will see enough precipitation to moisten up the topsoil again and conserve that subsoil moisture, which I think is so very important. And when you're moving into the summer months, that subsoil moisture is what supports our crops during the warmer and drier days of summer. And if we don't have a lot of subsoil moisture, the crop is doomed to have a lot more stress and lower production potentials. So keeping that subsoil moisture at a favorable level into the early days of July is going to be really important. We still look at July as being the hottest and driest month for the summer season, at least this year, and we'll likely see a big part of the Midwest experience a notable dry down during that time period. That puts a lot more pressure on the rest of June's weather, making sure that we don't get too dry too soon. With all that said, parts of Michigan and Ohio, even eastern Indiana and parts of northeastern Kentucky may not see a lot of precipitation over this next week to week and a half. Most of the active weather will be in the western and central parts of the Corn Belt, leaving those easternmost areas with a drier tendency. The temperatures will likely cool off with next week's precipitation, and we'll look for the temperatures falling back into the upper 70s and 80s across many areas in the Midwest, but there is some potential that we'll turn right around and warm back up again during the week of June 20th. In the meantime, there was a frost and freeze event this morning in southern portions of Brazil's corn production region in Paraná. The impact on that immature crop is rather minor, however. It's not a very important production region, and overall, southern Brazil will get through the next several days of cool weather without any serious incident. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.